I thought the guys competed hard today. They played their tails off, got to execute better, came up short, but I'm proud of the way they fought today. We'll open it up.
Ben, there was a report this morning. I mean, do you expect to be the head coach here?
I'm going to coach this team as long as my key card works. You know, got a great group of players, the coaches, got a great staff to work with. I want to show up ready to go tomorrow and get this thing cleaned up and move on to the next one.
Has ownership addressed that with you, that report?
I'm going to coach this team until, you know, I'm told I'm not coaching this team. So I'm going to show up tomorrow morning ready to go to work.
Did they tell you you're good?
What's that?
Did they tell you you're
I'm
good?
Not asking, and I haven't heard a thing. So I'm going to keep my head down and keep doing my job until I hear otherwise.
Anything else?
How do you think Gino did?
I thought Gino competed at a high level. There are a couple fumbles. We'll have to take a look at the tape. I know one he was throwing, trying to pull it back, and they got it away from him. The ball got ripped out of his hands there. He let him that nice two-minute drive at the end of the ball game, did some creating, threw a nice ball to Evan there for the touchdown. And I thought he competed.
The fan reaction in this past week regarding what you did with Eli has not been very positive, to say the least. Are you concerned what the fans will be like Sunday at the home game?
No, I'm not concerned. Listen, I understand where the fans are coming from. If I was on the outside looking in, I'd feel the same way they feel. Eli and I have a tremendous relationship. I think the world of them. It was hard for me emotionally at the beginning of the week, but once you make the decision, you have to stick with it. And I appreciate the way Eli handled things this week. He was a pro.
Ben, does Gino get another start now?
We're going to go back, take a look at the tape, and we'll make a decision early in the week.
Ben, what happened with Eli Apple?
Eli Apple had a good day of practice on Wednesday and Thursday, and then showed up Friday. He was sore, wasn't able to go through our walkthrough that day, and wasn't able to go today. If he had to fight through it, I'm not sure that that would have been a good, smart move for us, so we erred on the side of caution.
So, Ben, if Gino not showing up to you,
we said we're going to take it 1 week at a time, and these games are emotional. So to stand up here and make a decision right here after the football game is not a good way to go about business. We need to go take a look at the tape first and put our heads together and see what direction we want to go. But Gino didn't do anything today that would cost him an opportunity, no.
Were you aware before the game of that report that said you were going to lose your job?
There was a little birdie told me that something was out there, but again, I'm not. That's not something I'm worried about.
Well, I'm just wondering how that changed the game day. I mean, that's got to be a distracting thing. A couple hours before.
No, maybe for weak-minded individuals, maybe a distraction. But I had a job to do.
Why was Davis inactive?
That was a decision. We put the best 46 up we thought could win the football game this week. We'll take a look at it again next week. Again, it's emotional right here after the ball game. We have to go put our heads together, look at the film, and we'll have a plan early in the week.
What kind of plan did you have for Gino? And how much different was it maybe than you do for Eli in a normal week?
What do you mean, what type of?
Game plan. Were you going into the game offensively?
Preparation-wise, we put a plan together. We tried to do things that best suit Gino. We're going to, if he's the guy moving forward this week, we will tweak some more things. And, have some additions in there for him and subtract some things. And you don't want to do too much too early right away when it's his first week. But obviously his skill set allows you to do some different things.
Ben, what kind of an impact did Eli have on the sideline there? Like a couple times he was having conversations with the offensive player.
Yeah, Eli was into the ball game. He did a great job as a number two, you know, being a sounding board for Gino and for Sully over there. He was doing everything that he could do as a number two to help us win the ball game.
But when you make a decision, I guess, on who's going to start against Dallas?
Early in the week. We need to go back. We need to watch the film, take a look at it, put our heads together. At some point in time tomorrow, we'll make that call.
You plan on announcing it publicly like you did this past week?
We need to put our heads together and make a decision.
Without the job status thing hanging out there, would you like to go, are you going to go to ownership, or do you feel like that's something you would need to do moving forward here?
No, I'm going to do my job. I have a job to do. I'm going to put my head down, do my job, put a good plan together, and put these guys in a position to be successful. That's my job.
Two more.
The quarterback decision.
I didn't hear the beginning of the question.
You said you're going to put your heads together about the decision for the quarterback. Is that you and the coaching staff, or does that include other people?
Yeah, me, the coaching staff, and I'm going to bounce it, obviously, off of Jerry Reese. Yep.